بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday in this chapter that we should have moderation in our nafal ibadat. We should not overdo it, but for the vast majority of us, we hardly do any nafal ibadat. For us it is that we should get into making nafal ibadat, which is a very important aspect of our deen as well. The following hadith, there are various versions of the hadith. We will do them one at a time, and then the explanation we will do later, inshallah. وعن أبي محمد بن عبد الله عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال. This narration is from Muhammad Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنه. He says, أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أني أقول. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed that I said that he had made, he said something, and Allah's Nabi was informed of that. Wallahi la asumanna al-nahar wa la aqumanna al-layl ma'ishtu. And what did he say? He took an oath. He vowed that I will fast every day and every night I will make ibadat as long as I live. This information reached Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Sahaba Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had made this vow. One is a person just makes ibadat as long as he gets tawfiq, but one is he makes a vow that this I will do forever, and he makes a promise for that. So this is what he did, he took this vow. And then when he met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنْتَ الَّذِي تَقُولَ ذَلِكَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, is it you who made that vow? And you said that as long as you live, you will keep roza every day and every night, whole night you will make ibadah. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ. I replied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, قَدْ قُلْتُهُ بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, O Allah's Rasul, I have said that. And I take a vow that by you, who is more closer to me than my mother and father also, I love you very greatly. Yes, I said that. In fact, it appears that he was happy that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know, and he was expecting praises from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you are going to be making so much ibadah. But opposite to that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him in a very nice way, قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْتَطِيهُ ذَلِكَ. You won't be able to manage that your whole life till your end, every day rozas and every night, whole night ibadat, you won't be able to manage that. Fasum wa aftir. So keep roza also, and other days don't keep roza. Wanam wa qum. And sleep also at night, and get up and make ibadat also. In other words, do it evenly. Wasum min an nahari thalathata ayyam. Min ash-shahri thalathata ayyam. And keep three rozas every month. And this is generally refers to the ayyami beer. 13th, 14th, and 15th to keep roza. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. Because by Allah Ta'ala, every neki, every good deed is multiplied by 10. So if you keep 3 rozas, it will be that you have kept 30, the whole month rozas. وَذَلِكَ مِثْلُ سِيَامِ الدَّهَرِ. And that is like keeping rozas every day. Because you are getting sawab for the 3 days, for 30 days, for the whole month. So every month you keep 3 roza, it is like you kept roza the whole month. And that is the same, like you want to keep roza every day, by keeping the 3 days roza, you will get the same sawab, like you kept roza all the time, every day, like you kept roza. قُلْتُ فَإِنِّي أُطِيَكُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَارِكَ. I said, O Allah's Rasul, I can do more than that. I've got more strength and I can do more than that, than just keeping 3 rozas. قَالْ فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْتِرْ يَوْمَيْنِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that is the case, you want to keep more rozas, then keep 1 day rozas and don't keep roza for 2 days. Every 3rd day keep roza, 2 days must roza again. قلتُ فإني أطيق أفضل من ذلك. I said, oh Allah's Rasul, I can do more than that. I've got more strength than just keeping one day roza and missing 2 days roza. قال, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَصُمْ يَوْمًا وَأَفْتِرْ يَوْمًا فَذَلِكَ صِيَامُ دَاوُودِ. Then keep roza one day and one day don't keep roza. And that is famously known as Siyami Dawood. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to do like that. Every one day he kept a roza, missed one day, again kept one day roza. And there are great virtues for that also. وَهُوَ عَدَلُ السِّيَامِ. And this is a very balanced way of keeping roza. That you keep one day you don't keep. Then there is another narration, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ هُوَ أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ, that that is the best roza. One day you keep, one day you don't keep. فَقُلْتُ, I replied and said, فَإِنِّي أُطِيقُ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, I can do more than that. I've got more strength and I've got more desire to make more Allah's ibadat also. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أفضل من ذلك. There isn't anything better than that. Better is moderation. Though now you are a young man and you have got the strength and the zeal, but this is something that you will be able to manage till the last of your life. And if you overdo things, you won't be able to manage that. وَلَأَنْ أَكُونَ قَبِلْتُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامَ الَّتِي قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَهْلِي وَمَالِي. And then he says, later on in my life, I wish that I would have listened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accepted his advice, and I should just have kept rozas for the 3 days of the month. That is, later in life, things change. A person's health is not the same. A person's zeal is not the same. And then he found that he could not. And he said, if I should have accepted that advice, that was more dearer to me than my family and my wealth also. Had I listened to that advice. So therefore, when we have our seniors, to take advice from them and to accept their advice. And in most cases, they are more older also. They have got much more experience also. We should follow that experience also. And what they have knowledge also, we should follow that also. And not do what we like to do. So he says, later, I wish that I would have accepted that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And this was that not just that he had desired to do it, but he had made a vow to do it. And now he had to maintain that vow. He had to fulfill it. And it became very hard for him later in his life to stay awake the whole night and make ibadah. To keep roza every day became difficult. He said that, had I listened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and just kept my 3 rozas of the month, I should still have got that full sawab. And my life should have been much more easier for me. So may Allah give us also tawfiq to have the zeal for ibadah and then to do it properly according to the advice of our elders also and according to the teachings of Quran and Hadith. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.